This is a series of writings between Z. Charnot and a friend with the initials T.E.W. or T.W., written between October 26, 2005 and December 2, 2005. Subject: Consciousness Documents on Ecophysics Website. A few comments and questions. Dear Z, so this is from T.E.W. Dear Z, thank you for your reply. I had not encountered Vedic math principles before, so we'll check into that. Seems to be a lot of knowledge in the Hindu systems, but I've only read some of Madame Blavatsky's works, so that's my only contact so far with those systems of thought. You are the first person I've come across that finally will come out and state there is no such thing as a particle, so I was quite tickled to see that. Wow, we sure chose to use some difficult paradigms to model our experiences over the last 100 years or so, haven't we? You know, when I was in electronics engineering school, I found I struggled in particle physics, but excelled in optics and communications theory. Looking back on this, I'm willing to bet that there was a subconscious rebellion against the paradigms used in teaching particle physics. To this day, I've been drawn to sacred geometry, concepts of fractals and musical harmonics, but I still have that same old resistance to some of the modeling done in quantum physics and particle physics. There's something there that just doesn't feel right to me, yet even though I know the constructs can be put to good use in everyday living. Good thing is there are lots of new or resurrected concepts seeming to come back into physics that I think have a good chance of helping us make a quantum leap again in understanding. Sorry for the poor pun. It's all encouraging to me, even though I have a pretty limited view of all of it. Your concept of how Planck's constant relates to our experience is a new angle, and one I must contemplate. Thanks again for taking time to address some of my questions. What you have written makes sense to me. I know it must be tiring to see the same questions asked over and over by many understudies, but I do appreciate your willingness to invest time in these answers. I've ordered your books and look forward to discoveries and confirmations to be found there. Blessings to you both. With kind regards, T.E.W. And the one reply from Z is written Wednesday, October the 26th, 2005. Subject: RE Consciousness Documents on Ecophysics Website. A few comments and questions. Dear T.W., thank you for your thoughtful acknowledgement and for your order for my two books. In Anaclism, I embody two basic directions of formative force in my life. Scheme enlargement spans them both, but universal life becomes the trigger to transformation. The second is like an underlying current, prompting, urging, intuitive, disturbing. The near-death experience of 1966 really did it. I am familiar with the five different string theories and their compendium M theory, but I have been reading through the dialogue between Rod Johnson and David Wilcock. It is titled Sequential Physics. My own thinking and research gives me a kind of flanking sentiment to what they are exploring, but with a different flavor. Dimensions are sequence providers. However, the intervals or the increments along the axis of at least some dimensions are not uniform, as in Cartesian coordinates. Yet they are using Cartesian coordinates mathematically to try to map the patterns of the energy. That only provides confusion and distortion. What happens if, instead, you use an interval-generating sequence like the Fibonacci series? The interval between the numbers is a ratio. Fractals don't need to limit themselves to only two interacting functions. You can have a pattern of feeding between a series of functions. Function A yields a product plotted in function B, which yields a product plotted in function C, creating a three-dimensional fractal pattern using the two-headed equals sign of interaction between each function. My PhD was in magnetics. I worked with high-frequency, high-voltage phenomena, extending the work of Tesla. I developed tuned grid, tuned plate generators. In the 1960s, when I did this work, there were klystrons to provide a high switching rate for high frequency, but they had a natural maximum. Instead, I used a matchlet triode, but used a Litton glass lathe to open it up and replace the thermionic cathodes with field emission cathodes. Then I could smooth out the electron optics between the cathode and the grid. I used sulfur hexafluoride as my insulating medium. My thesis was classified. I am not sure how interesting or how relevant this work is, but I assumed that with what you reported, you would have some interest. Your friend Z. This next one from TEW is titled, same title, and it was written Thursday, November the 3rd, 2005. Dear Z, I received your books on CD and have begun to read Anaclism. My struggle will be to keep from foregoing all of my work to read through all of it. Thank you for the more in-depth comments below. Your path of experience is exceedingly rich and interesting. There is much I can learn from interactions with you, such as these, but I want to be diligent in my efforts to keep the exchanges balanced by at least reading as many of your works as possible, so I'm not asking questions that have already been answered. I will say there is a strange but very pleasant comfort or familiarity that I feel when reading what you write. Perhaps those softly whispered questions that have periodically welled up within me throughout my short number of years have come from a similar wellspring to where yours originated. I will comment a bit more after reading your two works on CD. Thanks again. Kind regards, TEW. Now the next letter from Z, same title as still, Consciousness Documents on Ecophysics website, a few comments and questions, and it is titled, it is dated Thursday, November the 3rd, 2005. Dear TEW, thank you for the comments, for you to thoughtfully take the trouble to speak about your orientation and your personal policies is quite welcome. The next one is titled, Some Eco-Culture Status Questions, from TEW to Z. Charnot. Dear Z, thank you for passing on to me your reply to my wife. I'm hungry to read these discourses, so appreciate anything you want to forward my way. Now, with slight redirection of thread, I recently read your posted Eco-Culture Business Plan and most of the other posted documents in the Eco-Culture folder. If you recall from one of my earlier messages, I am currently in the startup stages of working to help the Native American communities regain food sovereignty. This is a component of what I have been intuitively instructed to do, beginning with my experiences in November of 2002 as my life's work. Food sovereignty is one of the four parts of my and working to bring forth knowledge of life ways to all for the betterment of humanity. The other three parts are teachings, prophecy, energy, and shelter at www.fifthworldlifeway.com. Please proceed to part two.